this is Jenna.
This is Jenny.
And we're Coco Avenue, coming to you all the way from Los Angeles, California.
You can support our music via Facebook and YouTube and follow us on Twitter at Coco Avenue Music. And you're listening to Asia Wide Hits 24/7.
Asian Pop Radio.
There are a few fans of K-pop all around the globe, and many whom would no doubt like to take a shot at what you are both doing. What kind of advice would you have for them?
I would just say to put out content. Like, we literally started with horrible cameras, horrible microphones, putting stuff up on YouTube, and eventually that got noticed, which got us like a group of people who could help us develop better content. So I think just create and connect with different people who love what you're doing, and, you know, like, take it from there.
What do you feel about this title, First African-American K-pop Duo? It's been plastered across social media for the last couple of weeks. Is it a title to be proud of? And do you feel like you may be the first in the line of others who may do the same?
One thing that we want people to know is that we don't consider ourselves a K-pop group. Because we sing Korean, I feel like media just picks that up and turns it into, this is a K-pop duo. But we don't have the same image as K-pop groups. We are aiming to be idols. We are just a group that sings in Korean and raps in Korean.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, in everyday life, we need to categorize things. Like, things need to fit into a category. It's too hard to comprehend.
I think our sound is just not, it's not a K-pop sound. So it's hard for us to say we are a K-pop group. We just really move more towards the R&B side of music. And I think being a K-pop idol has a lot of stipulations and things that we don't fall under. And so I don't know if it's fair or, you know, valid to say we are a K-pop group.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your new release. How did it come about, and how long were you working on it?
I found this instrumental on this site called Five Star Beats, and I just decided I'm just like dropping in a little advertisement for them. But I started trying to write the song. Like, I started from Korean writing it. So it was like the first time I ever wrote a song without translating it first.
Without having a translator.
Yeah. And so I started writing this in August of last year. And eventually we met the producer who produced the finished track, AJK, and he reproduced it using just the vocals. So it took about 8 months altogether to get everything done and the music video and everything out.
Right. And for those that haven't heard the track, what's it about?
It's a really provocative song. It's basically about wanting someone, you know, and thinking about them all day. Like, if you think about Sierra's Body Party or even Jay Park's, you know, it kind of puts you in the mind of those kind of songs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Points to Jay Park, the filthiest man in the K-pop industry, but we love him. We absolutely love him. Has the song been well received? Like, have you got the attention that you expected from it?
We've got more attention than I expected.
Great.
Like, it's been pretty crazy. I think I thought we would get as much of a response as we did from Ote, and I'm actually really proud that we got to this point, because we've always had to push so hard for our music to be heard or our covers to be seen. And this one we just put up, and it went off. Like, people were watching it, and we are getting all these views on YouTube and starting all this conversation. So I didn't expect this, but I am very happy that we got it.
Well, here at Asian Pop Radio, we like to throw around the slogan, diversity is our thing. I think diversity in music is really important myself. Having a diverse playlist and supporting anyone who have a passion for Asian pop is also important to us. What is diversity to you, and why do you think it's important? I'm assuming you think it's important.
Yes, we think it's very important. Diversity to me is just inclusion. Just, you know, acknowledging that we are different, but our differences do not make us, you know, separate. We can be different and it pull all of our different cultures and experiences together and create something beautiful. That's what diversity is to me. It's just inclusion and beauty.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I think I'm tearing a little bit.
Thank you.
Guys, just one final question. Like, if there was anyone in Korea that you would love to collaborate with or perhaps even perform with on stage, who would you each choose?
Oh, God.
Okay, for me, I always say this, like, okay, I'm a really, really big Dean fan. So if I had the chance to like work on music with Dean or perform with Dean or just any kind of collaboration, like, that would be amazing to me.
For me, most definitely, it would be MFBTY, like, just with, you know, Tasha and Busy and Tiger, because not only would the music be dope, it would just be so cool to share experiences, you know, with being someone who, like, you know, Tiger, who is has a lot of experience living in LA, and, you know, with Tasha, who is African-American and Korean, the experiences that they can share would just be amazing. And to use that experience to create music would just, like, I would love it.
What a good choice.
That would be my dream.
I absolutely love those guys. And I swear, like, whenever I'm, like, really having a low, like, down kind of day and I need to perk myself up, I get onto Sweet Dream. I just absolutely love that song after all these years.
It's so good. I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time. We really, really appreciate it. Can you plug away at your social media, how we can, you know, purchase your track and support you in general?
Okay, so you can follow us on Twitter at Coco Avenue Music, or you can like us on Facebook, Coco Avenue Music, and YouTube and SoundCloud. We have a lot of things. CocoAvenueMusic.com as well.
You may say there are plenty of avenues to find out about Coco Avenue.
Yes, exactly.
But only if you're a dad and you do dad jokes like me. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck. And I hope you can get in contact with us anytime you've got a new release or anything you want to chat about.
Oh, for definitely. Sure. This was fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much.